This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The son of Israel's Prime Minister, Ariel Sharon, today was ordered to give prosecutors tapes and documents that could contain incriminating evidence in the so-called Greek Island affair. The order by Israel's Supreme Court follows by one day a recommendation from Israel's chief prosecutor that the Prime Minister and his son be indicted for corruption. The Sharons are accused of accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars from an Israeli real estate developer in exchange for help in promoting a tourism project on a Greek island in the 1990s. Arik Bakar is foreign editor of Israel's Mariv newspaper. How serious are these charges against Sharon, and could they bring him down?
There's a sense here this morning that that the noose is really tightening around the Sharon family, specifically around the Prime Minister's political neck. The two affairs combined, the two onslaughts, one on his son and one on the Prime Minister himself, which are interconnected in a sense, do seem to be gaining legal ground here. Everybody has been waiting for the Attorney General's final decision on whether to go ahead and press charges. That could take some weeks yet, but certainly the Prime Minister's position seems a bit bleak at the moment.
Was the recommendation of the chief prosecutor that Sharon be indicted unexpected?
No, I mean, the chief prosecutor has always been gung-ho in terms of going after public figures on corruption charges. She has brought quite a number of charge sheets against such people and has recommended that the state shows no leniency when it comes to public figures and corruption. It does not bind the new Attorney General who's just taken office, but he's going to take some time before he makes a decision that could take up to 8 to 10 weeks from now.
Who decides whether to bring an indictment, and could these charges be considered politically motivated?
Well, it's the Attorney General. As I say, he's just been appointed. Seems to be a gentleman who will not be swayed one way or the other by political pressures which are bound to surface. Obviously, the right-wing Sharon's backers keep charging that this is a left-wing plot to bring him down when the left could not make it in the polls last year. Obviously, some people will see a political hand in this, but I think there's growing evidence that something was wrong in the handling of financial affairs by the Sharon family.
What's the son's role in all this?
Well, the younger son, you remember that the older son is a member of the Knesset, the Israeli parliament, has been a senior aide to his father. The younger son, Gilad, the gentleman who's been affected by the Supreme Court ruling, apparently holds quite a lot of documents which would show how money flowed from an obscure South African businessman and a close friend of Sharon's to try to help finance Sharon's primaries campaign to gain control of the Likud party. This is where the son comes in. Apparently he was the middleman to make sure that his father was not directly involved.
This scandal comes at a particularly sensitive time for Sharon and for Israel in general.
That's right. I mean, people are wondering what effect these personal problems will have on his handling of state affairs, especially at this delicate time. You may recall that everybody has been talking about an Israeli disengagement from the Gaza Strip. This, in fact, has prompted quite a severe round of fighting between Israelis and Palestinians over the last few weeks. And obviously, Sharon would have to be a saint not to be affected by such problems mounting on his own head and that of his two sons. So I think people will be asking to what extent Sharon is capable of handling state affairs as he should be doing.
Arik Bahar is foreign editor of Israel's Mariv newspaper.